Suck my dick. Y'all niggas ain't gonna never make it out the hood, nigga. Y'all niggas gonna die broke, nigga. I wouldn't have dinner with y'all pussy A's infested hoes anyway. I would not have dinner with no broke ass bitch in New Jersey anyway. I would not have dinner with no crackhead ass looking hoes anyway. Y'all bitches could not be in the same room with me. Y'all
big soldier.
Die in the hood. Y'all gonna die broke.
Big Draco.
Y'all ain't gonna never touch soldier. $1 million. Y'all ain't gonna never touch $30 million. Y'all ain't gonna never touch $100K in a day. You gonna die broke. You lived your whole life broke.
Get it out.
You ain't shit. You ain't gonna never be shit, nigga. Suck my dick, nigga. Fuck you talking about, nigga. Fuck New Jersey, nigga. Murder gang, nigga. I'm from Zone 1, nigga. I'm from Simpson Road, nigga. Fuck y'all crackhead looking ass hoes, nigga.
Oh my goodness. All right, man. You are now listening to the greatest podcast in the world, the Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast. This is your host, Rhetoric. I'm here in the building. I'm solo dolo today, but I do have an amazing co-host with me. She is our social media manager, our Instagram professional, just, you know, the greatest individual in the world, Misinformation.
What's that?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So, as y'all just heard, Big Soldier, Big Draco is not feeling it. So I don't know if y'all was seeing what went viral not too long ago. There was a video in which a bunch of young ladies were asked a very simple but very deep question. $250 in food stamps or a nice time with Big Draco? And unfortunately, as you could tell by Soldier Boy's reaction there, the joints was taking the $250.
They chose wrong.
So are you being serious right now? $250 in food stamps, anything you want, crab legs, all that, or a dinner with Soulja Boy? You're not guaranteed now. You're not guaranteed nothing now.
Dinner with Soulja Boy. Every time, without a doubt, 100%.
That's disappointing.
No, because the entertainment that I would get from dinner with Soulja Boy, $250 is not enough for me to, like, it's not enough money that would change anything for me. Like, it would be... okay, like a cute little, you know, whatever. But like dinner with Soulja Boy would be an experience that is worth more than $250 to me.
I'm not going to say bruh shrimp. I know bruh got the bag. Like if you, it was in the video, he clearly showed like that was at least $100K, I would believe.
Even if I walked away without a single dime.
The $250 is worth the price of admission?
Yes, like. How you know how just, entertained you would be? How much content you would get from dinner with Soulja Boy? That's worth more than $250.
Yo, my boy Pride was hurt.
Bitches was wilding.
My boy Pride was hurt. You can see it on his face. If you watch the video, I've seen tears like that. I've seen heartbroken men like that.
Struggle tears.
My man was at the end of his rope. Y'all gotta stop playing with these people, cause My man, I don't know. I'm not trying to put nothing crazy on Soulja Boy. I ain't saying he in a bad headspace or nothing. But some shit like that, when you got 50, 60, 70 people in a row telling you they going to pick food stamps over you, and you done did all the shit that he, you know, says that he's done. Bro, I understand why he upset. And I mean, but you can't say fuck all New Jersey.
Yes, you can.
I mean, he not Chief Keith. You can't say fuck all of New Jersey.
Yes, you can. Fuck all of New Jersey.
That man still got to move around.
You want to zoom in on me while I... Fuck all of New Jersey, period. Fuck out of here. Like, fuck all y'all niggas.
So, as per, you know, what should have happened, he did come out with a little apology, so I'm going to play that for you, just so we make sure we get, you know, both sides of the story. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go out here and put my boy Soulja Boy on one end and then not show that he at least tried to do the right thing. So we're going to get to the portion right here.
Has Soulja Boy ever apologized for anything?
I think, to be honest with you, this might be the closest we've gotten to an actual Soulja Boy apology.
I want to know what Soulja Boy's sign is.
Isn't he born in like August or something?
I don't know. He gives Leo. All
right, hold on. I got it right here.
Feel like yesterday I overreacted.
Mm-hmm. Maturity.
Video.
Growth.
I ain't even watched the video.
Don't look at the past.
I seen the caption that niggas was putting, and I went live and went off.
Mm-hmm.
Soldier energy.
Understandable.
See, look, I'm trying to be nice. He's talking about you banned from New Jersey. So, hey, nigga, fuck New Jersey, nigga.
Soldier.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm done trying to apologize. I'm done talking about shit.
DeAndre.
Suck my dick, nigga.
Oh, come on now.
Fuck New Jersey, nigga.
Yeah.
All y'all fans,
yeah.
Fuck, suck my dick, nigga.
DeAndre.
Yeah.
Every time I try to come on here and apologize and keep it right, that's what I'm saying, nigga. Fuck New Jersey. We'll come blow that shit up. We'll come shoot that shit up. Y'all don't got shit. Y'all niggas broke, niggas. Fuck y'all, niggas.
Yep, because if y'all wasn't broke, y'all would live in New York.
Fuck Jersey. I'm standing on it.
See, we just can't. That can't. That's not it. So you can't be out here doing that. So this was like 3 days after that, after the video. He comes out with an apology. He tries to make things right, and then he goes back to the bullshit. Soulja Boy. You gotta make this right, bro. You gotta do a free concert for the kids, bro. You gotta go to Trenton.
Yeah.
You gotta go to Jersey City. You gotta do a free concert for the kids, bro. You can't cuss out the whole state and then be out here going crazy. Like it's not acceptable, Soulja Boy. It's this conduct. You a 30-some-year-old man. You ain't no fucking little kid ass gangbanger out here. Get it together, brother. Get that shit together. I'm not with it. I'm not having it. All right, man. So
no, but fuck New Jersey. He is a Leo also.
Nah, he my opt-in if he a Leo. But we got to get into some more shit, man. Get off this soldier topic. So we got a lovely lady to talk about. Glad to see that she's outside. Miss Megan Thee Stallion.
Looking good than a motherfucker.
Yo, she's been going super viral. She's been doing tons of performances. She even threw out the first pitch at the Astros game.
At the first baseball game to ever be played by humans. I've never seen, what is baseball?
You've never heard the pastime?
What is baseball?
You're not familiar with stickball?
Meg Thee Stallion invented this sport? So she thick as hell, look good as fuck, and invented a sport.
Created a whole league, clearly.
Black women.
Off the back of that ass.
Black women.
You see the little pose she tried to do too when she got to the pitcher's mound?
I look good as fuck, and I know you know that I look good as fuck.
Usually most people, when they get to the pitcher's mound, you walk up to the pitcher mound and then you turn around and face where you're going to throw the ball at and, you know, show everybody. She's showing that ass to everybody. That thing was a jiggling.
That thing was stinging.
That thing was going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a little issue after that pitch. Okay, clearly she threw a horrible pitch, but I'm not mad at her. 50 threw a horrible pitch as well, 50 Cent. But this nigga right here.
You can't expect a nigga to sell coke and then play sports at the same time.
That is a lot to ask. That is a lot to ask. But I was disdained. I was a little hurt, and I feel like somebody should have came to Megan's defense because black women were under attack. I don't know if y'all peeped this, but I peeped this. After she threw the pitch, she went up to outfielder for the Astros. His name is David James Henley. I got your fucking ID out here right now. San Diego State University. All right. Drafted 2018. He made his debut last year. Nigga, you just got outside, nigga. How dare you think you could... I'm going to just tell you what this nigga did before I go crazy on this man. Because I'm about to be upset. So, as you see Megan going up there, he walks up and, you know, they give her a little hug. And this motherfucker takes his hand that he has the glove on. He grabs a handful of the Stallion's ass. I'm talking about he had his whole motherfucking hand around the cusp of her ass.
Our beautiful legendary, black queen.
Legendary. This is sacred territory right
this
now.
This is, yeah, this is like holy grail.
This ass was chiseled by the gods.
Yeah.
And you think you can put your crusty, dirty nailed hands.
Get your Neanderthal hands off of our black queen.
Your hands have the black plague, sir.
Unhand her now.
And I'm not saying black isn't us. I'm talking about that shit that y'all got from the rats.
The bubonic plague y'all got from not washing y'all asses and throwing poop out the window like the Neanderthals you are. Can we leave that in?
That was it. That's the energy we was looking for. That was the energy we was looking for. We need to get this nigga. I'm putting this nigga's information on blast. Where is this motherfucker from? Like I said, he played at San Diego State, so he probably
looked
a
like a
boy.
Meerkat.
I agree. This motherfucker is the fucking doinkiest looking white boy I've ever
long
seen in my
life. Long ass neck.
Fucking weak. This nigga like Abraham Lincoln. Ugly ass white man.
He that look like Abraham Lincoln nephew.
I don't like that they don't got his personal information on his Wikipedia page, young. Why y'all protecting this white man, young? Why y'all protecting this white man?
Some shady shit afoot.
So this motherfucker was the catcher for the first pitch, and he's never played catcher at any position. That's the only position he's ever never played.
He literally begged them to play that position so that he could sexually assault Meg Thee Stallion.
In front of all of our eyes. It's disgusting and vile behavior, and I'm not going to have it. If the MLB don't do nothing about this, I already don't watch.
Boycott.
I'm going to push a petition that more people don't watch this bullshit.
If black people stop watching the MLB will continue
to move
at full force. They're like, fuck you niggers.
We are not worried about that at all. Y'all can go about it. We are not worried about that. Please don't watch. That's going to save more seats for the white people. But no, the Astros just got, they was accused of cheating not too long ago. They had, when they won the championship, they had was accused of cheating. So
how do you cheat in baseball?
They was reading the signs. So like, there's basically like, when you throw a pitch and stuff, they'll show little signs and stuff on what
the little dangly dang, the thing does it under his balls. He'd be like, bloop,
yeah.
Bloop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly like that. And so they had cameras and stuff with audio attached to it, and they was able to find signs and essentially use that to win the World Series. And then they end up winning it. I think they won it they won it 2022, so they won it last year.
Okay.
So that's another probably reason why that, you know.
I had no idea.
So yeah, no, they're fucking cheaters, but this nigga needs to be suspended. I need half a season. I need 52 games.
At least.
Treat this
half
nigga.
Half a baseball season is 52 games?
Yeah, that's like 100 games in baseball.
What the?
Like over 100 games.
When do they see their families?
After October.
Wait, how long is a baseball season? How many months? Like how fast are these games played?
May to October. They play, sometimes they play two games a day.
Oh.
It's called a doubleheader. So, like, no, baseball is, they play a lot.
That's why they get paid that much.
Yeah, because they play a lot and because there's no salary cap. So, that's why, another reason why they get paid a lot. But, stop this.
I know black, I'm Dominican.
Y'all play baseball. Y'all play the stickball too there.
Because if that's how much they make, I know black, I'm Dominican.
Y'all play stickball over there. Don't worry. They go crazy. All right, so. We need to just talk about this nigga Jonathan Majors, man. So on our last show, I did try to play both sides on it. Then I made myself look a little stupid.
Mm-hmm.
There was a article that came out that said that the accuser had recanted her statement. And so I went on my shit and was like, hey.
Got on your soapbox.
Another example of a black man.
Loud and wrong.
Done wrong by the whites. But unfortunately, Jonathan Majors has the stupidest lawyer I've ever seen in my life.
Bro.
This nigga is an idiot.
All he had to do was shut the fuck up.
Okay, this is a perfect example that just because you have a degree in degree in law, you pass the bar, you're a doctor, that don't mean you got fucking common sense.
That's all that means is you memorized the things.
That means you passed. That's all that shit means. Because if he read these text messages and thought,
He's obviously, he doesn't know what someone who's been abused sounds like, because that was just proof that she was trying to like shelter him. Yeah.
There was nothing in there. When I heard recant and my,
she got Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. When I heard recant in my crazy brain, I was thinking she was saying, I made this shit up.
Yeah.
This wasn't true. Or, you know, I took advantage of something that did happen and tried to make it with something else.
That's not
what that text message said.
I tried to tell them that it was my fault instead of yours.
What was your
that
fault, man?
You choked me.
Yo, it was nothing about these text messages sounded good at all. Like, it was just nothing that you could get away with that.
The fact that that came from his camp is crazy, and that lawyer needs to be fired and disbarred immediately.
Immediately! Like, that's exactly what I thought. Like, bro, you fucking need to lose your job. Like, there's nothing here. Please let me know you're okay when you get this. They assured me that you won't be charged. They said they had to arrest you as protocol. They saw the injuries.
They saw the injuries. And when, even if you don't want to press charges on somebody in a domestic abuse case, the police always, like, you don't have the power to be like, no, I don't want to press charges because of how people who are abused act.
Yo, this motherfucker says it was protocol. When they saw the injuries, they knew we had a fight. Where is the recant at, my man?
Why would you put that out?
He's a fucking idiot, bro.
Because y'all could have kept shit on the hush-hush and just let it go away, for real.
And no, that they just, again, they thought that they were going to be able to show that, hey, this was it. Again, this has to either be one of two things. This motherfucker's an idiot, or they're really trying to put this nigga in a box. And let them know, hey, bro, like, we're not going to make it easy for you at all. Because that's the only two things. And I'm starting to think the lawyer's an idiot and this nigga might be a monster. The only two things that's making sense.
There have been other tweets that come out from people that he went to college with and people who have known him for a long time that have alleged that he has a history of abuse and this is how he is. And nobody's surprised that this has happened again.
I mean, like I said, it kind of makes sense in regards to, like, when someone says strength, like, there's levels to different kind of abuses. You know what I'm saying? A different mm-hmm. kind of reactions to being disrespected and tried. Mm-hmm. Like, there is some guys who will cuss you out. There's some guys who will, you know, maybe push you off. You know, there may be a guy that may swing. A nigga that's trying to choke you? Yo, that's top tier crazy, nigga. Like, when a nigga got his hand around your throat and this nigga benched 250?
He's literally Kang.
He's about to bust a fucking grape. Like her
Kang
hand, like a
got
grape.
His hands around your neck. Your small, dainty, white neck.
You saw they took her name out of the text messages too? Because his text messages, he had said, like, did you leave the keys? And then goodbye. And they took her name out. Oh, they've been protecting this white woman.
Of course, because if it's one thing the law is going to do is protect white women. That's the one thing that the law knows how to do the best.
For sure. So they, like I said, we don't even know who this could even be. Like, I think there were some rumors about who his girlfriend was prior. But like I said, it's looking
you
bad.
You know what's crazy? As a black woman, when I heard that there were abuse allegations against him on his rise up and it was a white woman making the allegations against him, I immediately gave him the benefit of the doubt. I was like, don't believe her. If you don't think intersectionality is a thing, like having to choose between different parts of your personality and like the problems that come with that, usually I choose being black over being a woman most of the time. And this is one of those situations where I chose my blackness over my womanhood. Mm-hmm. But if I was putting my womanhood before my blackness, I would have been like, fuck this nigga from jump. But yeah. I usually put my blackness first.
Like, I can see if she said that even with the whole taking of the phone shit where she said she could have admitted to assaulting him in the process of trying to take his phone. Like, there was nothing. No kind of cleanup at all.
And what was she saying about previous injuries from the hospital?
No, there wasn't about no previous injury. Well, I didn't see anything about previous injury. She was just saying that they saw her injuries and...
But she said that she had went to the hospital or something like that.
Oh, yeah. She said, I only just got out of the hospital.
Yeah, I thought that she was trying to say that her injuries came from whatever she had done at the hospital, and that's why she was bruised or something like that.
No, that wouldn't come from the timeline, because apparently either he called the authorities or something, and then they came to him, and then that's how everything kind of got pulled out, where it was like, hey.
So she didn't even call the cops on him.
Because she was unconscious. He choked her till she was unconscious.
Oh, so she was, I didn't know this. She was passed out. So he probably called because he thought she was dead.
Or something. Or he did something. He knew he fucked up. And then they said that, or it could have been what happened in the car to the taxi or whoever they was driving. But basically said, I told them it was my fault. I was trying to grab your phone. I only just got out of the hospital. Just call me when you're out. And she told him she loved him. Like I said, it was really, really psyched out.
That's really sad.
It's really disappointing. It's really heartbreaking. Because like I said, this guy was such a very big proponent, big portion of Marvel.
He was on
and,
his way up.
Yeah. No, he was up. It was just, he was about to basically grab his seat at his, you know, grab his
he was almost there.
But yeah, basically she was trying to say like the strangulation was being over exaggerated and shit like that, but it again, nothing about
but
this
if
shit
she,
was good.
If you were unconscious, then there was nothing exaggerated about the strangulation. Like he did that shit to completion. Like
he took you out.
He got an A. Like on the choking quiz, A's.
Oh, a super strangler.
God damn.
Jonathan, you fucked up, brother. I'm just going to keep it 100 with you.
Fumbled the bag.
You fucked up, brother.
What was it like that, what's his face from The Shy?
You know I don't watch The Shy.
There was the dude on The Shy.
Oh, you talking about
like
what happened
main
to him?
Character, yeah. Fumbled the bag just like him.
Yeah,
like
he was being nasty, though.
Several a nigga before him who have fumbled the bag because... I don't know, self-control issues in general.
Yeah.
Just under the umbrella of self-control issues.
So, no. I apologize prior for even putting him in the same category with the whole Michael Irvin shit. But more information will come out. Hopefully we get to, you know, get a better understanding. There's probably going to be some.
I'm just really, I feel bad for mostly his daughter.
Oh, he has kids? I didn't know he had kids.
He has a daughter, yeah. And she's a little bit older, so she struggled with him and was poor. And now she's probably seeing the uptick. And then if
daddy's throwing it away for the white women.
Okay.
That's crazy, Dad. You can't do that, Jonathan Majors. All right, man. So I got a little something here for y'all, man. It's a little interesting little thing I found on here on Twitter, but I thought it was...
What's your relationship status today?
I mean, you can see, man, my relationship status, man. These my queens. These my beautiful girls right here, man. These are the girls that hold me down. They take care of me. They do everything for me, man. They eat my butt. All of them. They eat my butt. Back to back. Sometimes
even if
together,
I'm eating your butt, you can't let people know.
They the ones who make me feel like the king that I am. You understand what I'm saying? Without them, I wouldn't be nothing.
For sure.
Yeah.
So how do you know if a woman is worthy of eating your butt?
Yeah, well, the only way I could know that you're worthy of eating my butt is by the way you treat me. Before you can even be able to eat my butt, you understand what I'm saying? You got to cater to me.
You better not feel that.
You willing to sacrifice
in my soul.
You got to show me that you love me. You got to show me that you're going to put work in for me, that you're going to ride for me, that you're going to be loyal to me, that you're going to be faithful to me. And once you show me all of these things, then I will allow you to eat my butt. But that's the only way you can give me booty head.
I need to see these women's faces.
Ooh, my man. If you ain't a real rider, if you don't show me that you're ready to ride or die about me, you cannot give me no booty head. Straight up.
So, Chaot.
This isn't real. You saw how they was laughing in the back?
Chaot told him, bro, like, yo, if y'all not out here, if y'all not worthy, y'all can't even give me the booty head. And that's just for real. That's just real shit. I just wanted to bring that up because I feel like as men as a whole, we need to hold ourselves to a higher standard. Even when it comes to something as eating a booty hole, bro. Like, if you like to get your salad tossed, you know, we done had guys on the show that have expressed that they've been interested in that. They like to toot it up. No.
Like, he like getting his ass eaten. I was like 100% confident that.
No, man, that was behind, that was some people behind the scenes, behind the scenes.
Oh. Whisper it in my ear. Who got the ass ate?
I mean, I just on the show.
So. Oh. So a woman put her face in that? That's a big ass nigga. Like, you eating big burly man ass? That's crazy. That would have been my last guess.
But no, like I said, bro, we got to be able to hold it up, hold ourselves to a higher standard, man. You can't just let any old thing just in your booty hole, bro. Can't let any girl just try to eat your booty hole, you know? Can't let any tongue in there.
Okay.
Because it ain't right, man, you know? You got to hold yourself to a higher standard. But I just thought that was a funny kid.
I think
that nigga was insane.
Men should definitely hold themselves to higher standards because y'all are easy ass fucking whores.
It's not easy. It's just we don't have
repercussions. Easy whores.
We have to stop on it. It's not us being easy. We don't have repercussions for sex.
Regardless of the repercussions, you should hold yourself because your body is a temple.
Okay.
Okay? And why would you want to just dip in all the cups?
Dipping all the cups.
Just dipping. You a dipstick. Just dipping in all the powders.
What you need to do is talk to your fellow women and ask them why they think that they should have everything in their cups. How about that?
What? Cups are supposed to hold things.
Yo, pick one thing and hold that. Don't be holding everything.
I can hold whatever I want. Holding.
Oh, you think so?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm holding one thing.
Okay.
One thing.
All right. So you heard? Did you hear Chloe's new album?
No.
You know, I just love to support Chloe, so I just wanted to bring her up. Shout out to her new album. I didn't listen to it either. I'm not really.
You love to support Chloe because she looked good, but you don't actually support her in any way that
I don't
benefits
buy anybody's
her.
Music. I'll spin the songs, but
you
it just,
don't. You know, this nigga don't have Apple Music. Weird ass nigga.
I got YouTube. It's free.
Yeah, but like.
So why would
you have to almost kill yourself every time you want to change the song in the car?
You have to do the same thing. You got to do the same thing.
No, I have the button on the steering wheel. Yeah, but I click
you,
it.
You still got to change dies. Over. And I could do that. You could do that with YouTube, but you just got to listen to the ad.
Nobody dies.
Bro, I'm not against it. I'm like I said, I'm not here trying to work this fucking get these $5.99, $10 shit. No, fuck y'all. I can listen to the music when I want to. And most of y'all niggas don't make good music. Y'all just make noise in a pattern. So like, I'm not going to be out here going crazy.
Okay, Joe fucking Button, old ass. You sound like a hater. You sound like an op in general to just all musicians.
I don't give a fuck. And I'm better than Joe. So it doesn't matter about that.
I mean,
that.
Okay.
Not
you
worried,
are.
I'm not worried about any of those kind of comments my way. But shout out to Chloe. Keep doing beautiful things. Your sister. She came out with some pictures too, looking really good, man. That's a beautiful. That's,
Hallie has been a slow dope. Burn versus Chloe.
No, she just understands if she's going. Hallie's going for something bigger than Chloe. Chloe's going for instant gratification.
Yeah.
Hallie is going for like, Hallie's going to be getting Oscars.
Hallie is working on her solo album with fucking Babyface right now.
Like I said, she's going on some shit like, for real. She's really taking the Beyonce mode to the series.
Yeah, portion, right? I think, yeah, you're right. I think Hallie is taking Beyonce's advice more than Chloe is.
Yeah, Chloe's the older one too, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, she don't think she knows what she's doing. Usually the younger ones see what your mistakes and then also can kind of navigate through their own and be more so willing to listen to other people. So like I said,
I also think it's because Chloe was more popular out the gate than Hallie was when they came out as a duo. Like people were more attracted to Chloe.
Well, you could be attracted to Chloe first because she's older. You know, so she was the one who was legal first.
Yeah, you're right. She developed.
So she was the one that you could be able to start that shit with anyway. So
yeah.
Like I said, anytime I can shout them out when they doing good shit, you know, she dropped that lame nigga Gunna, so I'm definitely here for it.
They were never together.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
That was fucking her music. All right. So, Cardi B has some interesting things to say I wanted to ask you about since.
I hate when Cardi B talks because she uses the word the worst. Like, her grammar is the fucking worst.
Tell you something. I understand that you have sex like 3 times a day. Not every day though, but like 3 times a day. Cause you know sometimes you wake up in the morning and you a little horny, so you might have a little sex. Mm-hmm. Then like you know like the lust continues, so you might have a quickie in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then like at night, like you in the bed, y'all both bored and you have sex again. So that's like you know at least 3 times a day. But that's not every day.
Yeah.
Like it's either if your man want to have sex with you 4 or 5 times a day, like y'all be talking about, like, oh, I have sex with my man 4 or 5 times a day. Like, and we do that every single day, every single day. Like, it's like, girl, your man's is on perks. Your man's is on perks, or your man is trying to convince himself that he likes your man is trying to love your pussy, because ain't no fucking way. That is not a flex. Go stitch your pussy up. You go stitch your pussy up. Your man is sick. Now, let me.
So I feel like this is a shot at Larsa Pippen, first off.
Is it?
Because she was the one who just said she was having sex four times a day with her husband.
Oh, okay. I thought it was because there was a TikTok that went viral on Twitter. And she was like how she's going to show up at your job. You're going to get your nut. When you wake up, you're going to get your nut off. And then blah, blah, blah. And then you're going to get your nut off. And then all the niggas in the comments was like, bitch, I don't want this. It was mad men, like, no, like, this nobody is the Cardi wants said this. No, it was just a random white woman on Twitter.
Okay. So no, I had seen this. I like I said, it sounded like she was responding to the Larsa Pippen thing. Which mm-hmm. is that I could understand. I can understand, you know, maybe wanting to have a high appetite. I don't agree with the last portion of what she said. And I'm tired of how like every time men want something and men like something, we got to be gay for it. This motherfucker said, you fucking your wife 4 times a day. Why? So you can prove you like pussy. No, what the fuck? You don't, that don't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense at all. Like, because to prove that you want that you like pussy, like, why can't men enjoy anything? Why can't we ever have a good time?
So, wait, they're saying that...
That's what Cardi said. At the end of the clip, she said, the reason he's doing that She said, it's not a flex. The only reason he's doing that is because he's trying to convince himself he wants pussy.
Oh, okay, because you niggas is sassy.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's an epidemic of sassy ass niggas. Yeah. And you niggas just admit it to yourself that you want booty. You want booty from a dick owner. Okay? A human who owns a penis and you want booty from him.
I'm not
finna
let you do that on this podcast.
Okay? And y'all are sassy as fuck. And y'all need to go build some houses or die in a war like you were intended to.
I'm not finna let you do that. Not on this podcast here. Fuck out of here. No. Because you keep screaming for this. Oh, you niggas need to build. What are y'all women doing? Y'all not being quiet. Y'all here trying to.
Because y'all not building shit.
Ain't shit else to build. Look at the world that you live in. It's built, my nigga.
What do you mean?
Go outside. You can take a bus anywhere.
Make it better.
No.
Rebuild it.
No.
Remix.
Never.
Rework.
We not doing that. We done made it great for y'all. We let y'all
walk out. It's not good enough.
No.
I'm tired of it now.
It's great.
It's not good enough. I'm bored. Make it better.
No.
I'm bored now.
If y'all ain't going
to
be holding
And I got used to how good you made it.
Nope.
So now you got to make it better for me to be quiet again.
We need to take the radio away y'all right to vote. Right now. We just need to do it.
This is why they say that black men are the white men of the black community.
We need to take away y'all right for suffrage. I'm here for it. I'm talking shit.
Yeah, stop talking completely.
Hey, I'm just saying this, bro. Y'all can't keep asking for all of this. Oh, we need niggas to do this, and that. And then y'all ain't subjugating yourself to the niggas that y'all want to do this, and that. Y'all want the right to go to work.
You go on TikTok right now and you'll find thousands of women who want to sit in the house and shut the fuck up.
No, they don't. They want to sit in the house, but they don't want to shut the fuck up.
You're right. I don't want to shut the fuck up. I do want to sit in the house. I want to do what I want to do. Okay, I want to get up. I want to go to Pilates.
Y'all don't want to do nothing that helps helps put the standard of the man up.
No, I'll make you breakfast before you go.
That's not just it, though.
I'll make you a balanced breakfast.
That's not just
breakfast,
though.
Okay, let's listen to this dumb white bitch.
Oh, that's just not it. No, because you got to learn something here now. That ain't the only part of it. It ain't just about the break. It's about overall caring yourself. Us having a sphere of influence with the decision makings that y'all make on a daily basis. And if y'all don't want to give that up, fair. But
lame. He wants to have a whole serious ass conversation. Like, I'm bored already.
Okay,
I'm bored.
It's drying. Okay,
this conversation has been had over and 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 over again.
You're right. When I've won the conversation as much, you're right. I shouldn't have to keep.
I'm bored. I want to be chaotic. Do the things I want you to do. I know exactly. I know you want me to shut the fuck up and be in the house, but I'm not going to do that. And y'all built all the things and y'all made all the stuff. I don't care. I want it to be better now. How about that?
That's what I tell you, man. Yeah, y'all are dealing with a black hole of insatiable, satiable women.
No, but if you want me to shut the fuck up and be in the house, then you need to. I need it to be perfect. I need everything to be perfect. I need to have no complaints.
And that's why I said on the show when we had Quan and all them here that the bargaining chip for that is entirely too high that y'all asked for. Entirely too high. A nigga who was a regular earning guy at the sawmill could get somebody that was doing those things and he was only working those hours.
Yes, now, because a man she had working no those options. Hours,
again, but so if we give y'all options, that means y'all have to change y'all ideals. Like, that's a part of it.
Giving women options just gives them the ability to choose what they want with a more keen and picky eye, I feel like.
And nobody's saying that you can't make those choices. But then at the same token, you have to understand if your appraisal's too high, like if you're selling a house. And mm-hmm. you selling it for too high, you know what you're going to do at some point? You're going to bring that motherfucker down. Yeah, a lot of y'all ain't trying to do that. Y'all, I'd rather be single than not have than lower my standards.
I mean, but if that's the case, then.
Yeah, but that's bad for the community. That's why you have to say that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Having women.
Is it what in the grand scheme of things, though? generally, like, as far as like food scarcity and all the things that are going on in the world, like, go ahead, be single and don't reproduce.
That's definitely the worst thing in the long run.
We're begging you. I'm begging you.
Our population will soon be an issue. So that's why it's going to be a thing where, like, it's going to be a crazy thing in like 25 years, probably when we're like a lot older, like 25, 30 years, when shit gets distressed, and they're going to be like government issued ordered pregnancies. Like, it's going to get that bad.
I
mean,
I feel like the Spanish bitches still gon'. In 40 years, it's just going to be. In 40 years, it's just going to be Spanish children, because Spanish bitches is so fertile. Like, you could look at them and they're pregnant. So the rest of us can stop having children, and then we can just leave it up to the Dominicans.
Oh, my goodness. And then, like I said, everybody going to be looking like one group of people.
That was going to happen regardless.
No, we got to fight that. We got to keep our diversity. All right, so let's listen to what this white woman has to say.
Yep. Let me see. Does this work?
Proud thing that all these women have. Empty nuts. At work, I am calling him like, come outside, it's your lunch break, it's time for you to get your nut off. When he gets home, he's getting fed, he is getting another nut and one before bed, or two if he's lucky. That's it, that's a secret. I make sure that my man nuts at least 6 or 7 times a day.
I'm just saying,
6 or 7 times a day.
I'm just saying, if I give you the life where you don't have to work, that is the expectation.
I'm saying you also don't want to nut that much.
even if I don't, I want you to be readily available that much. So even if I took a blue chew that day, you should just be ready for me to go crazy. Like, just straight up. But like I said, that should only come if you handling everything 100%. Like, clearly that woman doesn't have to go to work. Like,
yeah, and then also, like, that's okay, I would...
That's the bargain.
If you giving me everything I want and I don't have to work, and then also I don't have to run behind kids all day.
No, you still got to run behind kids.
Then 6 to 7 times is, I guess, if I want to bend to your will, I could do that. But if I'm running behind kids all day, like, realistically, we going to wake up to them little motherfuckers screaming in our bedroom. How are we gonna, you know, like, the logistics change a little bit when you have children, because they're always around.
You gotta pump through it. You gotta find a way to pump through. My thing is this: if, again, it goes back, it goes back to this: if you don't have to work, then you have the hours to figure it out.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the thing. And like, that's where it comes to. That's where the commitment comes to, though, where it's like, are you going to put in the time to do that and to put your husband at that point? A lot of women aren't, and that's okay. But you can't then expect to have a top tier husband.
Okay, but then let's talk about the fact that I'm pushing through not being, like, not having any sexual energy or sexual desire myself. It's becoming a chore. If I'm like, I got a schedule, I got to fuck this man 6 times a day, it's literally going to become a chore. I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to wake up, coffee, sex.
What do you think providing is, though? Like, does providing not a chore?
It is a chore.
So then we both got chores.
Sex isn't supposed to be a chore.
Who says who?
I don't think it should be a chore.
That's a personal choice to make it. If you want to make it a chore, you can make it a chore.
Sex needs to be something that is enjoyable and passionate between both parties. Like, both of and it's also better if both of us really want to do that.
Yeah, no one's taking that part out of it. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, you have to take a separation from the feelings of it, understanding the duties of it. If she, let's just be freaking honest in the conversation. Hold on, let me finish. Let's be freaking honest in the conversation. We're talking about, again, 100% provider. She's, hold on.
Let's
hold
on. Let me finish. 6 to 7 times a day.
Let me finish. Okay, we can. It's not even about the time for me. It's about the request and what this person's asking.
No, because I think that's where we're disconnecting, because it's the frequency for me.
But again, the frequency is going to be maybe a part of it. If he just said twice a day, or if he said five, the thing is this though, he's still, listen.
Yeah, you're not letting me land. Though.
He's still doing his end of the bargain. If he's doing his end of the bargain, which is an everyday thing, he is providing for your life. If you're not willing to say, hey, I am going to accept that what comes with this is doing what you request in that, then you should not marry that kind of individual. Like, that is a part of the pressure of being with someone who is a high earner, who is a high, valued individual. And it goes back again. If a woman is in a situation where she's valued, that's where it goes back. Just like we was watching you, and the girl had all that money. And what was he trying to do to get her money? He was creating dates and all sorts of fly shit because he wanted what she had. She had the leverage. And in the situation where if a man is being the provider, he has the leverage. So, again, if you don't want to be in that situation, cool. I understand that. But then again, you can't go out and say men ain't what you said earlier about men not being men when you don't even get a full woman when you being 100% a man. But
listen, I just feel like being a full woman, like being a full man, like you get to clock at a certain point and stop working.
Let me clean that up. In regards to what I was saying. So as you being a full man, you're not entitled to what your vision of a full woman is. You're being her vision of a full man, but you're not. She's not being your vision of a full woman. So that's basically what my main point was.
Okay. Yeah, I feel that. But also, I feel like the definitions of between what a full man and a full woman is, it's, they're different types of labor.
Yeah.
And then one type of labor, like, you can stop and then you can leave. But then the type of emotional labor that you put in being a housewife, it's never ending. It's 24/7. Like, it's the lines blur and your entire life is this. Even though I understand that, like, the man is providing for your entire life, but still, like, you're still dedicating your entire being to the betterment of this man's life.
Yeah, that's why you gotta make sure you sell it high.
Yeah, but I just feel like that's the only disconnect between this in this entire conversation is the frequency, and then the frequency of which that you want to have sex, the amount of emotional and physical labor I'm doing on a daily basis, how much help I'm getting doing said labor. Like, do I have any type of help? Am I doing everything by myself? Am I a, like, one-person team when you're not here dealing with everything?
Well, I mean, you're never a one-person team, because a one-person team, like, a single mom works for the money, then spends the money she worked for to get it.
Yeah, but
a woman who's not is a person who you didn't have to. I'm saying, like, that's what I'm saying. You can't cut it off like that.
All I'm saying is it's a lot of work for me to do on a daily basis, and then, like, still, like, sexually desire. Like, I want to sexually desire you when I'm having sex with you. I don't want to feel like, okay, in 20 minutes, I'm going to have sex with my husband now.
Then don't get a nigga who's, 100% earner then. You got to change. Again, it goes back to everybody saying, you got to change what you want. If you want to have agency in that part, then you got to understand you're going to have to pay for that. Like, you're going to have to be a person who puts in for that, because you have to pay for that kind of agency. And that's always been my whole crux of the whole conversation, because, like, again, we keep telling people, oh, do this traditional man thing, but then my result isn't a traditional woman. So that's always just been funny to me when we had this conversation. But we got to get into,
and I also feel like the traditional man, not much has changed for him society wise, but the tradition, like, there's the lots of things have changed in, when it comes to a traditional woman. Like, you don't have to be that anymore, but let's move on, because we've been on this for too long.
Yeah. So you don't have to change. But, Jason Lee, man, this nigga's a wild boy. Did you see that clip that was been going around?
No, I haven't. Did he try to, what did he do? He said
he talked about a time he tried to get fresh with an NBA player.
Did he say
a straight NBA player? He said his name and everything.
Oh, I don't like when gay men do that.
Hold on.
And I've been posting Kelly Oubre, you know, because I believe in manifestation. I manifest everything I have. I manifest the happiness. I manifest my business. So I said, I'm going to manifest Kelly Oubre. You know, I put him
on this not that bad.
I walk in this party. Me and Serge are walking through. And as soon as we walk in, I see Kelly Oubre. And I go, oh, shit. And Kelly turns around and he goes, hey, my look. I ain't gay. I love that you gay and I love that you love me, but not in that way. I'm cool. I love you, but I'm not with it. I said, damn, you couldn't have said hello? Like,
no, because that shit was sitting on his chest.
Hey, yo.
Got a relationship with a girlfriend, so now I'm like, fuck Kelly Oubre.
You shot your shot.
Yeah, hey. I shot my shot.
What the? Who is Kelly Oubre, first
of all?
So
Kelly Oubre, he plays for the Charlotte Hornets. He's a forward for that team. And yeah, like I said, Jason Lee's been catching a lot of heck because he basically was trying to manifest a straight man. And people were saying, like, what's up with gay men trying to shoot their shot at known straight men? And people have been having a lot of issues.
Because straight men be with it.
You said what?
Because straight men be with it. We were literally at a game night with a bunch of gay men last night.
They did say that.
And then one of the stories that this guy told was that he's bisexual. So he had a girl. No, he was messing with this girl, and then she started messing with this dude, and then they started dating. And then the dude that she started dating was straight, but this bisexual man ended up fucking him anyways. And it was super fun because of how taboo it was. And if you talk to gay men, straight men who present themselves as straight on a regular basis, are with it. So that's why.
I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, that's definitely a lot of straight men are DL when it comes to that kind of experience in regards to that. So
apparently
I'm not,
DL is problematic now. It's politically incorrect.
What's the politically correct term for
closeted?
Closeted? That sounds way worse.
What? But apparently I didn't know, but it's not a regular thing because, you know, I'm an ally. Okay, I'm deep in the trenches of the gay community. So apparently DL is not a bad term.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually refers towards black men.
Oh yeah. That's where the term came from.
Yeah.
Was black men. So I mean, a closeted sounds, I mean, like I said, it just sounds just as bad.
I don't know. It's just it's all bad. It's all the same shit.
Because at the end of the day, it's a level of homophobia because they're not accepting who they are because mm-hmm. it's gay, not because of anything else.
Yeah, just because of it's gay.
So it's like it's funny how it's like using the term is homophobic to someone who's being homophobic to essentially themselves.
It's a fucking never ending. You know that the picture of the snake eating its tail?
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what it is. That is social media and the whole everything that is happening on the internet now and everyone being a little bit more sensitive now. Like that's, I feel like it's gonna eventually get to the point where it's like, you can't say shit.
No, you can. You just gonna have to eat it, whatever comes with it. So,
the snake eating its tail.
Hey man, free Top G. Just gotta let these motherfuckers know Top G has been released. He is on house arrest right now.
They should have kept that motherfucker in jail and threw away the key.
Free Top G.
They should have filled his cell up with concrete.
Yo, you a fucking hater, yo.
Yep.
You are a fucking hater. And I'm not about to be standing for it.
Keep that black man in jail.
No. Free Talk G. I'm not going to let you have that bullshit with Free and Talk G. And that's how we're going to do it. Today. I'm not going to let you be with that bullshit. They didn't have my boy under what looks to be bullshit chumped up charges. And he's out.
Trump up some more charges. And put him in that bitch for another year.
Fuck
and then
that.
Keep doing that shit every year until this motherfucker rots and dies in the little cell, in the little dirty piece of shit cell that he deserves to be in.
I'm not going to let you talk about Top G in that manner, and I'm not going to allow that to be going on in my presence. All right? So calm that noise down, little lady. All right? Top G ain't never did nothing to you, but talk that real G shit. You heard? You heard. Thank you. Free Talk G. All right, man. So him and Tristan are back home. He's done a couple little bit of, you know, press a little bit for
Tristan?
It. That's his brother.
Okay. Fuck the both of them.
Don't say about that about Top G.
Fuck Andrew and Tristan.
Don't say that about Top G.
Actually, Trump up some charges against Tristan too.
Don't do that. Don't do that with Top G.
I need y'all to get on it. This so. Nat is back.
But no, man, my boy is home. Like I said, jury, the judges will figure out what's going on. And like I said, I'm not mad at what's going on so far. Like I said, there's been a lot of conversations. Have been a lot of women saying that, hey, some of these allegations have not been what they've claimed to be. But there's also still a lot of allegations of him still being a piece of shit. So, again, until he's been proven guilty.
I believe every single allegation that alleges Andrew Tate is a piece of shit. Because he has gotten on camera and looked at us in our fucking faces and time again proved to us that he's a piece of shit.
No, he just said what's real. And that the women.
He's a piece of shit.
Y'all just again go back to the last conversations we had.
Piece of shit.
A nigga, when a nigga come around, tell you that real, y'all get all in y'all feels. So I'm not mad
Boo.
At
it. Oh, I'm throwing tomatoes. Keep all him right. in jail.
It's all right. Keep them tomatoes to yourself. Free Top G. All right, man. This nigga Drake. I'm trying to see if I can get this snippet to play. This nigga Drake's been flagrant.
Drake has been flagrant for like 7 years now. The trap, take me off the market, take me off the map. I'm trying to hit the group chat and tell them it's all rap. I didn't come this far just to come this far and not be happy.
Okay,
remember that.
You didn't come this far just to come this
My
far.
My dull sound. Yep. The world's greatest sound.
I don't really know how to confess my love. Really seem like I want to test my love for you.
This nigga Drake put a clip of Kim Kardashian talking about her divorce and saying how, like, you know, her divorce is a chapter for her new thing. He put it in this snippet.
I love that.
That's a fucking
fuck that nigga Kanye. Fuck Kanye. I'm gonna put your bitch talking about the trials and tribulations that y'all are currently still going through on my top 10 record probably that's go debut number one. Cause suck my dick, bitch. Yes, I love that.
I
suck
that with
my
the
half Jew dick.
That's exactly what he told him. Like, bro, he had it was a clip from the Keeping Up with Kardashian shit, and essentially she was just saying like, "Oh, this is my
oh,
time."
So okay, so he just took it from public domain,
ripped the shit right off the fucking web, young. Took that shit right away. He went copy and paste, my nigga, and just there we go. We right here. We in it.
Deadass. Nah, he needs to put a snippet of her moaning from the sex tape on the next track.
Well, I feel like that's just low hanging fruit. I feel like this
it is. It is. And the low hanging fruit is always the sweetest.
Oh my goodness. All right, man. So one more thing to kind of get into before we wrap this up here. This is a little bit shorter show today just because it's us.
Because it's not a bunch of niggas yelling at each other and talking about one topic for at least 30 minutes at a time.
Dang, you just going to kill the show like that? God damn.
Yeah, I be telling y'all this on a regular basis. Them niggas be loud as fuck. The aggressive ass, loud ass, masculine energy.
That's the best kind of energy. All right, so here's the last thing. So we are in the NCAA tournament. Hold on real quick. All right, so the NCAA tournament has recently started. This is actually the first year they've allowed the women to use the March Madness. No, this is the second year. They've actually allowed the women to use the term March Madness in the tournament.
Because they hate women.
Well, it just wasn't as thought to be as marketable. But
even if not, just let them bitches use the shit. They're the women basketball players. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, just they was wary of the brand and all that other shit. But there's been some pretty interesting coverage of this one. Like I said, there's been a lot of top-tier players that's been included. Angel Reese from LSU, Caitlin Clark from Iowa, and Haley Van Lip. So this gentleman put out a interesting observation about what's been going on with the coverage behind the tournament here. So let me play this.
Oh, you're playing something. Goddamn.
What's up, beautiful people? Today, we are breaking down the double standard that exists when it comes to how Angel Reese's emotions and expressiveness are perceived compared to how Haley Van Lith and Caitlin Clark's emotions are perceived by the referees, fans.
So one is black media. And the other two are white, I presume.
Villainized for her emotions. Caitlin and Haley are mostly propped up for their competitive spirit. So let's break it down.
Well, I don't need this breakdown no more then.
This video, Angel Reese.
Black women aren't allowed to be angry.
Ring finger, one WWE player thought that was arrogant. Here, great block, gets a tech, broadcasters love it. Again, come on, you gotta let the ladies play. How about this game? Steele against Makia Jackson. Goes up for the layup and one, decides to lick her fingers, and also do a dance here to show off a little razzle dazzle. Broadcaster.
Yes, a little TikTok. Okay. 1-2.
And then again, here's the licking the fingers. Some people think that Angel is ghetto and, you know, hood because of the way that she talks and the way that she acts on the court. When in actuality, she is elevating and uplifting not only her teammates, but the game in general. There's nothing ghetto about it. Again, gets the one at the end one, that's what she shouts. A tech. Now listen to the broadcaster here. Let's the emotions get the best of her. There are people, you can look it up, who think that she is classless, specifically for that gritty dance during the game against Michigan. They do not believe that she respects the game like it should be. And that's just patently false. Like, she doesn't do it your way. But she is nothing like that. Okay, now let's look at how Haley Van Lith and Caitlin Clark are perceived. So here, big play. Haley Van Lith clapping, trolling the Texas bench. Broadcasters love it. Doesn't get a tech called. There's Caitlin, you can't see me, complaining to the refs, pumping the crowd up. How about this one? So Haley, that's when the trash talking started against Sonya Morris, where she allegedly called her a B-word, more action of Caitlin being very angry at the refs and wanting a foul called. She was right in that case. Oh, you can't forget this one. Haley saying, get off my court. Yeah, and we know what those last words were.
Bitch.
Again, everybody loves it. Broadcasters eat it up. The fans, look at them. And as they should. But you never see them getting talked about in a disparaging manner. You're only seeing them talked about as, oh, the competitive juice, the fire. That is not what you see when you look at the criticism that Angel Reese comes with. Or that Angel Reese gets.
So I just think it's, you know, it is pretty obvious that, you know, we are always, no matter what man or woman, we are judged a lot harder. And the sad thing about it is, I don't know if you listen to some of those voices. Some of those women were black that were saying those things. Those are black commentators, too.
That. Respectability politics goes beyond just, like, white people pushing them on us. Like, black people, when it comes to respectability politics, black women have imposed that on me more than anybody, any other demographic. It's internalized, and then it's, like, trauma, and you're so scared of being perceived the wrong way, and you're like, I have to teach other black girls that they have to know this, when you don't even know that it's like self-hatred internalized.
Mm-hmm. And it's just sad to see how, like, they're praised for those things, those ideals, and then as for her, when she's excelling too, now she doesn't get that same praise. And it's weird because it's like we're celebrating the white women for having these aggressive tendencies, or even when we see the white guys, Tom Brady has always been praised on the sidelines, firing up his team and all this other shit. But then when Cam Newton or somebody else was on the sideline with a lot of energy, I remember the Michigan team, you know, they weren't the Bad Boys, but the Fab Five, they were considered all these bad guys because they were wearing black socks and all this other shit.
Black socks, oh my God.
And they were just listening to type of aggressive hip hop music and things like that. And it's just weird, whereas you're looking at this and it's just, they're bringing energy. They're bringing the fire to the game. Like, this is what women's basketball honestly has been needing for years, especially on the professional ranks.
Talk your shit. Like, and make it interesting. Make me like you. Be a polarizing character.
Yeah, they need that kind of selling point. Because right now, like, I always, when I look at women's sports, especially basketball, I look at it as a similar model to the NBA when they were back in the 50s. Like right now, women are in that
and
area.
I just don't
at it. Yeah. I mean, you don't have the same kind of knowledge to that as well.
Yeah, just don't look at it at all.
And it's just, again, it goes on to a lot of things. What y'all be requested in regards to is y'all want it to happen right now. When it's like, that didn't happen for the NBA right now. The NBA had to work to get to where they're at now, and they had to really earn it and have superstars, and people really had to give it up on the court. And at this point right now, that's what we're waiting for at the women's ball. Is like, hey, y'all have to still develop. Like, we need to see more women be physical, better athletes. Like, if you look at the 60s, them niggas was not athletics. They were not athletes at all.
No, they were little booty shorts. Even the tall one. Being like, bad bitches.
Like, Wilt Chamberlain.
Bad bitch.
He was, for his time, a great athlete.
I have no idea. I'm just saying words.
No, I feel you. But for his time, he was a great athlete. But if you look at him comparatively now, he's nowhere near close to where these guys are. And so it just, right now, women are going through that process. And like, so you got women dunking. You got women doing crazy shit on the court. But we're just still not at this point.
They just
right
need
now,
to get the big dyke bitches and let trans women play women's basketball.
Christ,
let trans women play women's basketball.
No, y'all just need to just take your time and stop thinking that y'all should
get. I want
a
quota of at least 3 trans women on each basketball team.
A quota? I don't even think there's that many trans players.
There aren't that many trans people in general. So
then them to be the athletics to play. No, it's not.
Yeah, no.
Not
but
happen.
Let them bitches but do
again,
that.
As the thing, as the women
get,
have
get
to
them
do,
bitches from RuPaul's Drag Race.
The women have to essentially have to take a portion and say this: Do you want to earn the money that you want to get, or do you want to keep crying about not being treated like the men? The game isn't the same, so either y'all
earn
have to.
Sounds like work.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, they're basketball players. No, they're not pretty girls. They're basketball players. Right? They're not girls.
I mean, some of them are pretty girls.
I mean, some of them are very attractive girls. When I say pretty girl, I mean they don't
like the.
That's not their personality.
Yeah.
So. We'll see what's going on. I mean, at some point right now, I feel like we're in the Pistol Pete era of women's basketball. Like I said, we're going to get that freak of nature chick, and it's going to start being a norm. See, the hard thing about women's basketball, too, is y'all have to procreate. Y'all, like, that's like how the NBA players doing now, where you got the nepotism. Y'all got to procreate, and that takes a man. And y'all chicks be burly. Like,
yeah, but just
that's the crux about women athletics, is that the women who are really crazy good athletically are not necessarily the most appealing to reproduce with. So then now you don't have bigger girls unless they look like
they
daddy.
Oh my god. I don't know. You right, because those be some big bitches.
like the DNA just stops after,
like,
the big
I
chick.
I feel like if you a big burly chick and you give a damn about your DNA, like your offspring actually being athletically inclined, you in the field, get a sperm donor. I want a WNBA player to get sperm from an NBA player and
I'll
artificially inseminate, and then have the baby through a surrogate so that you can keep playing, and then have an NBA baby. That baby, okay.
I'm gonna do
imagine if LeBron and Britney's baby.
That is eugenics. That's disgusting. All right, slave owner.
All right, but yeah, but that's, it's not eugenics, because I, as the basketball player, and I'm saying, if you give a fuck about the athletic ability of your child, but like, imagine if Britney
Griner
and LeBron James's child.
I'm gonna be honest.
And then that girl is going to single-handedly make the WNBA's viewage go up by at least 7%.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Brittany Griner ain't doing the bending. She ain't doing the bending.
Well, she is doing the bending. She's just not bending herself. Doing the bending is like, you're bending the person over.
Oh, I thought you were.
No. So he's like, I'm not getting bent over. I'm doing the bending.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he's fucking.
I always took it like
he was the top.
Your body was bending.
No, he's not doing the bending.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think Brittany Griner's bending at all.
Well, yeah, no. Brittany got that big strap in the backpack. Okay, Brittany was eating big pussy in that In the Russian cell? No, she was Svetlana was getting it off.
Rasputia was going crazy.
Okay. She was eating baklava. Babushka, nigga. Like, oh, shit. Okay.
She had that vodka in there. All right. So, just so we can finish up that last little conversation, it looks like LSU has won the national championship. So, our girl Angel came out on top on these white women.
The black woman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, period.
She came out on
Suck
top.
Suck her fucking dick.
Or her enlarged clit from the steroids.
Nah. But fuck out of here.
So shout out to LSU. That was a big win. Like I said, that I know that feels very well earned, having to go through everything you went through this season. So shout out to you for that. But
I support black women being flagrant and better than everybody else. Fuck y'all. She gonna continue. I hope she fucking pull her clit out on the fucking court next season.
Jesus Christ.
Yup. Pull a titty out. Ah. I almost did it. I forgot I was a camera.
All right. So clearly she's had too much. We're going to wrap this show up. Misinformation, I greatly appreciate you helping me out today.
Of course, honey bun.
I'm glad everybody who stayed with us and, you know, I hope y'all had a good show today. We tried to bring the laughs and we tried to bring a good time. Again,
let us know if we liked me more. We will replace everyone immediately.
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 Hey, this is the Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast. Please like, follow, comment, subscribe. Hey, go on Spotify, join that group. Spotify, going strong. Thank you again. Apple Music, YouTube, we out. We here.
TikTok soon come.
Yes, we on the way.
Mr. Chow, we in there.
We in there, Chow.